Morning News Express continues right here on the WFMD. Bob Miller, Ryan Hendrick.
And Lisa Koblenz in studio, Bob.
I wanted to make sure that we had our superstar guest in the studio.
You can't see the cameras?
No.
No cameras?
No cameras.
Oh, my goodness. Epic fail on our part.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
That's okay.
Lisa's here to brighten up the morning. She's the franchise president of Manpower and the title sponsor for this year's business forum, the first annual business forum at WFMD is hosting downtown at the Spire Stages next week. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Bob.
How are you, Lisa Koblenz?
I'm doing great. I thought you called me LC.
Well, I don't want anybody to know that that Lisa and I are very good friends, and she was actually my wife and her are very good friends, and she was actually in our wedding and was down here not too long ago. So we love Lisa Koblenz, and she is putting people to work all the time. And before we get to that, real quick, I saw a story, Ryan, and I'm going to see if Ms. Koblenz agrees with this. Mm-hmm. According to a Harvard professor, the most in-demand job skill few of us have is being really good at collaboration. People who are great at it tend to get promoted faster. Here's some other things. Be a better collaborator. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Also, here's another thing. Employees are not good for this. Asking for help. Is a good skill to have. Acknowledging people's efforts and showing appreciation, and get rid of the me first mentality and focus on a team, and be an inclusive leader. Someone who's either younger or older or from a different background might have a different way of solving things. So instead of dismissing an idea, have a mindset that maybe you can learn from them.
Interesting.
I think that's helpful. I also think those mindsets are very generationally different. So an older person, like you said, not asking for help, I think a younger person would tend to do that more quickly than somebody, say, of our age, Bob.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought maybe it might be a little bit different. That might be the other way around. If somebody older would be like, you know, if they get into a job that maybe the second job in their life or whatever would ask for more help.
But Has your mother never said to you, you're old enough to know better? Mr. Miller?
No, because I always knew.
So before we get going with Lisa, I do want to kind of lay out what the business forum is, because people are asking about it. It's actually pinned to the top of our Facebook page, so you can engage and share the flyer if you'd like. But we feel that, you know, workforce challenges are the number one priority for local businesses. I mean, I'm talking about hiring and growth and building a healthy local workforce of people that's going to stay with you, show up for work, and just put in the work every day for your business to grow. So, you know, I think Lisa is the perfect person to talk about this. As I said, she's the president of Manpower. And I want to talk about unemployment rates first, because they're kind of like at the same level that they were pre-COVID. Explain this to us.
That's correct. And I think that is the part that's most difficult with employers, is like, hey, unemployment was really low pre-COVID, and now we're back to those same levels, but I'm having a much more difficult time hiring people. Why is that? And what people often don't look at is the workforce participation rate. And that has dropped significantly pre-COVID to now. And what that means is there are a lot less people who would be filing for unemployment if they were in the workforce, but they've chosen to leave the workforce altogether. And we don't have enough people to replace those individuals who have left the workforce since 2020.
Do you see a difference between, you know, the government mailed out, I think, two rounds of stimulus checks for like $1,400 or $1,500 a piece? Do you see some of the entitlement issues that may have created with people receiving free money? Do you see like increased negotiation or a resistance on the part of prospective employers to have a job where they may be making something that they feel is beneath them, so
absolutely
to speak?
Yep. And we saw, I think it was three rounds of the checks
that came
to help folks. during that time, and also for businesses and other companies, the PPP loans, and there were some other tax credits, and some of that is still happening. So millions and millions of dollars were infused in the workforce at that time, and also through businesses, that a lot of folks did pretty well during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I know they increased the unemployment, I think it was an extra $600 a week to your base unemployment that folks got. And for many of them, like, wow, this is really cool. I'm staying home. I'm not having to go to work, and I'm getting all this extra money. So people added on decks to their houses and did home improvements and
started a podcast.
You know, I mean, people were pretty pleased with how that was for many folks. And some people obviously did suffer because of the pandemic and because of the lack of work available. Mm-hmm.
So I see a couple of things when I was listening to this, and one of them, Ryan, I know we got to go for a break, and that was, you know, in my case, you know, I went from a full-time job to now a part-time job and trying to find other work. You're absolutely right. It's like, do I want to stand behind a counter making, you know, anywhere from, and I've seen it, $8 to $15 an hour to have people yell and scream at you or not treat you properly, and do I want to do that, or do I have the ability to kind of find something that really fits a niche for me to do? And then on the other side of that, I'm 60 years old. There's a lot of people who don't want to hire a 60-year-old in certain cases because they know, well, he's not going to be here forever, or they're not going to be here forever. They're just looking for a couple of years. Why do I want to invest in somebody like that?
I disagree with you a little bit on the age thing, Bob. I get it that, yes, mindsets have changed because things went so well during the pandemic with people having funds available. But then right now, as an employer, and I hire people every day, when a 58-year-old, a 62-year-old walks in the door and says, I'm going to work for another 10 years, we, number one, believe them because a lot of them people still want to work, and they're healthy enough to do so. So we receive them with open arms, and many of our clients that we work are doing the same thing. So.
All right. Lisa Koblenz, president of Local Manpower here. And we'll give you more information about how you could get in touch with Lisa. Can you stay with us through the traffic and news break?
Anything for you, Ryan and Bob.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lisa. It's 8:28. 8:35 at WFMB. Bob and Ryan and Lisa Koblenz are special guests for this hour with Manpower. She is the head sponsor for the upcoming business forum that will be held March 28th at the Spire Stages downtown at noon. Everybody is welcomed. Should be a terrific event. And the theme of the event is topics for strategy for hiring and growth. And we're talking about that with Lisa. Before we go to traffic, Lisa, I want to point out that it's very important, the demographic, the baby boomers, which is like 1945 to 1964, mm-hmm. they're actually leaving the workforce. And that's a major void that doesn't look like it's getting filled.
Correct. That was the largest part of our workforce for decades. And if you look at a population density chart, from the early 1900s up until now, you'll see this giant bell-shaped curve, which is the baby boomer generation and those births. And then in the 60s, a little medicinal product came out that kind of curbed the population called the birth control pill. Mm-hmm. And then population growth stayed pretty low through Gen X and beyond. And then it started to grow a little bit with the around the 2000s, we started to see the population increase, but it's still nowhere near enough people to replace all the baby boomers who are leaving the workforce.
Bob's a boomer.
I am a boomer, and I think that's one. Yeah, and so as Lisa, one of the things that you mentioned earlier was, you know, the pandemic, and I think people had to stay home, and I think people who are my age and, you know, are going, wow, this ain't too bad of a thing. Maybe I ought to just stay home and not work and enjoy the fruit of my labor.
You're absolutely right. A lot of people were home during the pandemic and found like, hey, I really miss this hobby. I miss woodworking or knitting or whatever is in their life that they enjoyed, or spending time with grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
That whole idea of getting back into the rat race of getting up early in the morning and driving a horrible commute and
Which my wife traffic. Still does.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
But the other thing is that then, and Lisa's not here to get political, that's our job, but then the economy took a kind of a turn for the worse, and some of these people are looking at their, you know, 401ks that are now 201ks and going, you know what, I think I'm going to have to go back to work just to make ends meet.
Absolutely. And we have a client here in Frederick County that is a union shop, and they had great pensions and great retirement plans. And we've just had an influx of those folks who said they started to see their retirement plans and pension plans go down and down and down, and said, you know, I'm going to get out before it goes too far down. So they retired early, but the client doesn't have anybody to replace those folks. So they're coming back to work, but now they're on my payroll. Because they can't reemploy them on their payroll.
All right, we have to break for traffic. We're talking about the upcoming WFMD Business Forum with Lisa Koblenz, the president of Manpower here in Frederick. And that forum, all the information you need is on our social media platforms right now, Facebook and Instagram, at 930 WFMD. We're also going to have Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor speak, Economic Director Richard Griffin, and President and CEO of the local chamber, Frederick Chamber, Rick Weldon, address the panelists. And we'll give you the lineup here as the days come, as we get closer to the forum. Kirk Kroenke standing by at the MTA, 8:39.
Morning News Express on WFMD, 842. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick. We have a wonderful event that's taking place in the near future. It's March 28th at 12 noon. It's the first annual Business Forum, Strategies for Hiring and Growth, Building a Healthy Local Workforce. And one of the people who are presenting this is Manpower of Frederick, and Lisa Koblenz is joining Ryan and I talking about the workforce in this area. So if somebody goes, is this Ryan, I'm asking you too, and, yeah, and Lisa, this is not like, you know, bring your resume type of thing, right?
No, it's not.
Job fair.
So this is a first in WFMD's what I'm calling the town hall series. We're probably going to do a deep dive on the opiate epidemic next, but we're dealing with the local business community, and what it is that we're going to have five panelist guests from AMI Signs, On the Town Limousines, Dynamic Automotive, Warehouse Cinemas, and Postern Marketing Advertising Company to talk about the challenges in building a healthy workforce. And part of that is retention. Women in the workforce, Lisa, pre-COVID, we saw the highest workforce participation rates of women of all time. During COVID, many women ended up being forced to stay home with their children, because schools, and we all know the long, you know, kind of drawn out process that was to get kids back into schools. But now some women have found they could actually work from home during COVID, and that kind of carried over.
Yep, you're right, Ryan. We lost, we were so close to that 50-50 mix in the workforce with half men, half women. And it was, you know, for folks who are always promoting women in the workforce and promoting women being strong leaders in the workforce, which I am obviously all for. Then during COVID, what happened was there was so much frustration with kids being homeschooled, or not homeschooled, but working, schooling remotely, and then, oh, we're going back, we're not going back, back and forth. Oh, your kid's being sent home for 14 days because they were exposed and to another child. It just, how can you hold down a job when you're being pulled back and forth?
Right.
And, you know, women traditionally are still the main caretaker. Although we did see the same thing happen with some men who were the wife was making more of the breadwinner, and the men ended up staying home. But we have not seen that the numbers rise yet for women coming back in full force to the workforce.
What about immigration? When we talk about, you know, and I've said it, I believe it. There are jobs that used to be done by people who are now done by immigrants, legal and illegal immigrants, that I say, and I use the air finger quotes, Americans won't do anymore.
Yes, you're right. And that's this has been going on for years. This is nothing new. And we even think back to my family came to the Middletown Valley in the 1950s. So we were the Germans. We were doing the work. And then next were the Irish and then the Italians. And, you know, whatever the lower level jobs there were, then those immigrants took on those jobs. And we've seen that with the Latino population in the last 40 or 50 years in the U.S. We need to find a solution to getting more workers in the workforce, and it can't happen quickly enough. I mean, Ryan, you're recently married. You could help contribute, but it'll be 18 years before you can contribute to
right.
to the workforce. But you need to get on that, buddy. Yeah. That's one solution, is that we start having more kids in the U.S., and then immigration has got to be part of that solution. But for me, you know, the legal immigration is a big part of that. Because we have so many people that are coming into our country now that it'll be, best case scenario, be 4 to 6 years before they're able to legally work in the U.S. And in the meantime, we're taking care of those on the taxpayers.
I think this is going to be one of the most important conversations that we have. The WFMB Business Forum happening on March 28th from the businesses I just mentioned, AMI Signs, On the Town, Dynamic Automotive, Warehouse Cinemas, and Poster and Marketing, as well as, you know, with Lisa's help with Manpower, the president of Manpower. You know, we need to continue to have these discussions, because we have, you know, there's five things that you've kind of summarized that we can do or that may be the future. And I have to tell you, the fifth one, I don't like, because the fifth one is AI technology, robotic technology, which means the elimination of, you know, the human element. Is very, very hard for me to wrap my head around, Lisa.
Absolutely. It's kind of scary. And you think, you know, like, oh, this is the future that we were reading about in high school, reading George Orwell. And
it's here.
It's here, yes. And that's being exacerbated by having the lack of workers for the workforce, and that AI technology and robotics are being pushed even more so that we can do the work that needs to be done here in the U.S.
But somebody's got to make the robots. Somebody's got to program them. And so, I mean, that's part of a workforce as well, along with education. I mean, you can't. I mean, they talked about that when automation came to building automobiles.
That's a good point, Bob. And when we talk about immigration, there are two parts. It's kind of like the opposite ends of the workforce. The low-skilled jobs, you know, laborers working in the farm fields, and then the very high-tech positions. Those are our two greatest needs. So they're on either end. And we have actually stopped, or not stopped, but greatly reduced the number of high-tech visas that are work visas that are being offered to for folks coming in with, say, a .NET developer, IT person, or the highly skilled engineer positions, and they're in great demand.
All right, Lisa, thanks for stopping by. If people want to learn more about Manpower, get in touch with you. Certainly, you know, sign up to get a job. Where can they go?
Absolutely. We're in the 270 Tech Park, just beyond the FSK Mall at 7470 New Technology Way. Our phone number is 301-694-8555.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much for your support of the Business Forum. Look forward to future conversations with you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, great topic. Thank you.
Thank you, Elsie.
Lisa Copeland's checking in on the Morning News Express 850. And again, the Business Forum, the first annual, first ever WFMD Business Forum downtown next Tuesday at noon, March 28th at the Spire Stages. Five great businesses and the backing of Manpower, and of course, Murray Financial Group as well, a sponsor. 850 at WFMD.